Wow. Well, several people at supper at the table said, "Are you going to speak tonight, Bob?" And here I am, surprise. And they talked about speaking, and I said, "Well, when I don't have much time, I just open my mouth and see what comes out." And I think that's a healthy way to view being in the present moment in this situation. But I've had some passionate feelings and thoughts over the last few days, and it does relate to we're going into a holiday where everybody's going to barbecue and party and do fireworks and everything else. But no matter how I interpreted this holiday in my behavior in the past, there has always been a passion for this country, because there's a history of mankind coming out of being in a very subhuman state, enslaved state, the history of Moses and the children in the wilderness and children of Israel, and how this was there was a quest to become free so that we could, or anybody could, actually know who they are and be who they are and glorify God by being God on earth. And it's not been an easy trip for mankind. I was thinking of how the founding fathers really worked at, really put themselves on the line, really tried to open up. And you can say, well, they had slaves, and they didn't get rid of their slaves even after they said all these truths. There was all kinds of things that seemed to be wrong with them. But in the state of consciousness they were in, and in the world that they were in, they had tremendous imagination, tremendous vision, inspired by spirit, to create a kind of matrix, more than a foundation, a matrix for spirit, so that we could all be free. And anyone who's traveled away from this country and come back just into the country has found that, wow, I didn't realize how much more freedom I felt in the atmosphere, in the consciousness of the country I'm in. And I've come and gone from Sunrise Ranch over the years, starting back in 68, I think was the first time. And the first time I came here, it was a very humble little village without houses and dirt roads. And yet, way beyond the shanty town was this glory, this sweet-hearted glory, this love for being here. Something that, I don't know if we could imagine what it was like when we were in these structures, these beautiful buildings that were built in love by many people. Not necessarily always all that skilled people, but who helped create this beautiful place. But what has happened is that no matter how you inspire people, somebody's going to become complacent, somebody's going to become mental, someone's going to try to stay in their old state, someone's going to try to keep it the way it was or remake it the way they think it should be remade and not stop to have the starting point of complete humility, complete appreciation for what has been created in love for all of us, for all mankind. And that if we're going to come here and be part of this, then all we have to do is learn how to open our hearts. That's all we have to do, and discover what it means to be welcomed, to discover ourselves, to let the spirit come through, to be free as possible, not to become greedy people and self-indulgent people, but free to lead the way in being who we are. What a magnificent thing that is. And there's always going to be those things that we see that are inhibiting other people's freedoms. And we have to know within ourselves whether it's the power of love in a compassionate form or the power of love in what would be close to anger, but not anger in a reactionary way, the power of absolute truth, the sword of truth. The sword of truth is not meant to cut anything that's real, but it's meant to clear the way for what is real. So that passion for the privilege of being in this country is not just about having hot dogs up in Estes Park. It's about being in place and being strong. I was just thinking a few minutes ago what it was like for Moses to go up to this high place. And he led, 40,000? I don't know how many thousands of people out of being enslaved, brought all this stuff with him, And he goes up and has this moment of greater awareness, and he was enlightened. And he knew the identity of I am that I am. He asked, who shall I say sent me? He said, this was earlier on. I'm sorry. I got the story in bad order. But anyway, David, I did the wrong story. Passion without truth is not good enough. But I got the passion for that. So anyway, another time when he was traveling, and he already knew who he was, he went up in the mountain, he did these tablets, and made the laws. And he came down, and the people were doing the thing with the idols. They'd gone back to the Egyptian style of thinking and doing things. And so they'd gone back, and they were worshiping this indulgent state, external state. And he wasn't too happy to see that, but it wasn't a matter of him not loving everybody. It was a matter of him saying, we're on a mission for the restoration. We're a mission for mankind. We're a mission for our true expression. So he expressed the power of the necessity to change and to be in the same place. So I just emphasize that we can't just be complacent and think all the lovely ideas and dreams we had before that didn't work are going to work now. But as we ascend in our consciousness to a high place, we actually have to give up a lot of stuff in the process. And it's nothing to give it up if there's power and there's love and there's radiation. But it's if we're sort of double-minded and wondering and not quite sure and we're in between, I don't understand how spirit's going to come into physical form and all this stuff, then we say, I'm going to pay attention to my confusion. I'm going to pay attention to my double-mindedness. I'm going to be brilliant and rethink this whole thing. When all that's needed is this, what Karen just did with us, this absolute release of our own spirit here together. And we find ourselves in a higher place. And the old stuff, the reactionary, the emotional, all these things, they just go away. And it doesn't mean that we don't see in the world the injustices and that we just try to be happy by ourselves separate from the rest of the world. We're probably more clearly aware of how weird this world is that we live in and how much we are needed to offer an influence that actually can change and wake people up. So that sort of truth has to be stood for, has to be represented. And one has to say, I am here. And if it means that I'm like the founding fathers and I'm going to put my life at stake in terms of I'm betraying the standard and I might be actually breaking the way we're supposed to behave in this world, then I'm willing to say this is what the truth is. And from this day forward, I may be a wanted man. But as long as I'm wanted by God to be God, I'll stick with that program. Have courage.